Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video. Women, we're not the same. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are well and are doing great. Yes, friends, I took a couple days off because I had shit to do. The first day, well, I had fucking a lot of things on my plate and I couldn't fucking do it. Yesterday, well, I did have a lot of things to do, but then I got lazy too, so that's why I didn't do my video. But yeah, I did kill one of my roosters. Yeah, that thing didn't go out the way that I planned. Yeah, I had these kind of like these scissors. They were like really strong pliers, you could cut bone and all that. But gee, the bad thing is it doesn't cut through a fucking rooster's neck. Yeah, that shit was fucking tougher than shit. It was like trying to cut a piece of fucking brick or something. So that didn't work, so I had to stop that, run into my kitchen, and then come back with a nice fucking sharp knife, and that's when I went whack. Yeah, I kind of felt sad because that didn't go as efficient as I thought it would be, but that's how you learn, you know? And yeah, I finally processed the meat, and that fucker was heavy. He's bare minimum is 10 pounds, but no, I think he was like 15, maybe 20 pounds. He was a big motherfucker. Yeah, now he's gonna go down into my belly. Get in my belly! Yes. Oh, and also, I'm gonna start doing some things, because you know how on the newer vehicles, well, my Camaro, that's my waifu, by the way, Cammy. Yeah, she needs a new sensors on her tires. Yeah, the tire pressure sensors. Yeah, but a lot of people don't want to change them because you have to go through the tire. Yeah, the trick is that you get a bottle jack and two pieces of wood. You take off the tire, of course, and then you use the bottle jack. You put it between the tire and your car, and you put the wood, of course, you know, under the bottle jack, and one on top of the jack, so like that you don't fuck up the tire and your car. Oops, sorry, notification. And anyways, yeah, and then you start jacking it, not jack off, but you start jacking the jack, and then when you start, you know, applying pressure, well, the bottle jack will be pushing the tire down. And hopefully you did it in the angle correctly where the sensor's at. You could tell because the little air nipple thing is right there. So once you push that thing down, you give yourself enough clearance, then you get the wrench. I think it's like a 3/16, but you can figure that on your own. And then you unscrew it off. The sensors they cost at the most is $50. Okay, so they're probably like around 37-ish. Yeah, it's under $40, so yeah. You do that, and booyaka, there you go. Fill up your tires, and then if you have the sensor, the machine to do it. I noticed that my car has a thing to do it on its own, so I don't need that sensor. But if you want to do this thing as a side hustle, which I'm thinking of doing, then yeah, you're going to need that tool thingy. Yeah, it's just a little fucking diagnostic tool that could do it. Yeah, so imagine you do it for each tire for $100, that would be $400. Minus the sensor and of course the initial cost of buying that fucking diagnostic tool. They're around $400 or $500. But yeah, if you do a decent job, imagine doing this like about once a week. So yeah, that could be $400 you get a week. Yeah, don't you think that'd be a good side hustle? Something that people don't want to do, and it's just the tire that stops you. Other than that, it's fucking easy peasy lemon squeezy, as they say. But yeah, friends, that's not about that. That's just something that I was doing on my side things. You know, it's one of my little mental things that I'm thinking of doing. But anyways, yes, this video is about women and all the bullshit that they do and the difference between us and them. Yes, friends, women do some stupid shit. Yes, women, all they do is spread their legs open and booyaka, they make their money. And us, we gotta do all kinds of bullshit just so we could get a fucking meal on the table. Yes, women, we are not the same. And if you don't believe me, I got clips. So let's watch some of that Down Syndrome, right? Enjoy!
Where are you guys meeting these cute men? Because we go out to the bars every weekend.
Gee, you're going every weekend to the fucking bars to pick up dudes. You could get drunk, you get felt up, and most likely get fucked and then dumped. Yes, friends, you think this is the kind of chick that you want? You want a chick that's a fucking whore? Well, no. If you're actually trying to build something, you want a woman that's not a fucking raging drunk fucking whore. Just saying, but whatever. Let's continue.
Every weekend, and we only see cute guys in the run clubs, at bagel shops, like fucking at the grocery store. I don't get...
Fucking stupid. Yeah, the difference between meeting men at a fucking nightclub or a bar and meeting one random like in the supermarket and all that is that we're actually being normal people. If you just go up to us and say, "Hi, my name is Susie," then we would go, "Hi, my name is Gonzo G. How are you?"
"Oh, I'm good."
Like, "Oh, gee, what are you doing here? Are you doing some lunch and stuff or what's up?"
"Oh, I'm just buying some groceries."
"Oh, well, maybe we could hang out and maybe I could, see, I don't know, maybe try some of my culinary prowess and see what's up, right?"
"Oh, that'd be great."
Shit like that. But no, you talk to a girl nowadays, like,
"Ew, you're gross. I'm calling the cops."
So what the fuck are we gonna do? You can't make women happy, so why even fucking waste your time? Yes, me being the fucking old fuck that I am, I pull in fucking some young ass bitches, especially that I work with the public. So yeah, this fucking old bastard could still pull in these young bitches. So yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Talk to you at the grocery store. The bar is the best place. Literally. And they don't go out.
Yes, friends, when these fucking crazy ass bitches become fucking old and decrepit, they're gonna become fucking crazy Karens. Yes, they're gonna be saying, "Oh, this, that, and the other. You're gonna be fucking all these old crones, because if you fuck a 20-year-old girl, you're a pedophile." Oh yeah, that's a pedophile, huh? You dumbass fucking bitch. Yes, maybe you should have been running around fucking with those niggers when you were at 14 and 15, and maybe you would have been married when you're fucking in your 20s. But no, you'd rather be whores. Get your fill, your holes filled with fucking all these weird fucking strange cock. And then your pussy turns into a petri dish of fucking disease. And guess what? No man wants you. Enjoy!
No, because they have an issue with it. And I don't know
why.
Because they say they're not worthy.
No, dumb bitches. It's because you're fucking dirty ass geezers. You're fucking whores and fucking sluts. Yes, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. That's what Snoop Dogg used to say before he turned into a fucking faggot. Yes, Snoop Dogg, you're a fucking weirdo. You do stupid shit. But don't worry, when fucking the war comes, they're gonna fucking do stuff to you. "Oh, but I'm Snoop Dogg. I can do whatever they want. I want to do, because yeah, fuck you." That's what I have to say about that. But we're not talking about niggers. We're talking about dumb bitches. Well, they are dumb bitches in their own right. Anyways, let's continue.
Well, you're never gonna find anyone.
That's not true, bitches. Don't worry, your time is coming soon. Soon. We just wait until the collapse. And when the collapse happens, that's when shit happens. Yes, friends, you're gonna get yourself all kinds of women throwing themselves at you. Oh, yes, you're gonna turn from an incel to a fucking stud? Fucking that quick, man. Fuck yeah. Oh, and also, you fucking pervert degenerate motherfuckers that like doing fucked up things? Well, guess what? It looks like your fucking ticket's coming through. Yes, because you'll be able to do all kinds of shit. Oh yes, my pretties. You'll be doing... Oh, another set of notification. Thank you. Well, whatever. Anyways, let's continue.
Can y'all please stop? Because, like, you're not... I know you guys aren't going to approach us at the grocery store or at the freaking run club. So, like...
No, because you're sober. Why would I talk to you if
I'm... It's also, like, 6 in the morning.
God.
Stupid fucking women, am I right? Yes, these bitches want you fucking drunk because your inhibitions are lowered and they could do more fucking shit. Yes, fucking women are fucking sneaky little fucking creatures, huh? Yes, friends, women do what they're gonna do and they don't give a fuck. So what are you gonna do, friends? I don't know, maybe you should keep it in your pants and like take care of your own fucking personal life. And when the collapse does happen, then you get yourself a nice little girl. Yes, but don't waste your time with women right now. Unless you like dealing with bullshit, and that's on you, bro. Just saying. Yes, friends, here's this bitch. She's gonna show you how fucking stupid she is. Now you know why men and women are totally fucking different. Yeah, this is the shit that goes through their fucking skulls. Yeah, and this bitch is pretty. Yeah, she has a big ass fucking mouth, so I bet she could suck your dick and balls at the same time. So, yeah, let's see what fucking Lady Joker has to say. Enjoy.
Here's a sentence I would never say. This generation of men are wonderful. Are so... I love opening my own door.
Gee, lady, isn't it about equal rights? Well, guess what? You're getting equal lefts too, Nespa? Yeah, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Don't you agree, friends? This fucking bitch wants everything fucking given to her silver platter. But yet you fucking treat her like an equal? Oh no, I'm a dainty flower. I'm a lady. Open the doors for me. Fuck you, bitch. You make your own fucking money. You do all this fucking shit and you want to be a boss bitch? Well, there you go. Now you acting just like a bitch. Enjoy.
I love paying for my own dinner or going halfsies. I love being the one that has to carry my suitcase in and out.
You see what a stupid bitch this fucking chick is? And most women have this kind of mentality. So you're not gonna escape it, friends. Yes, this bitch wanted equality. She wanted to make her own money. She wanted to be independent and strong and all that fucking nonsense. But now she craves the touch of a man. She wants to be held and protected and tell her she's sweet and beautiful. But no, bitch, it's either one or the other. What do you want to be? Do you want to be this boss babe? Or do you want to be taken care of and be treated like a fucking woman? Yes, I'm willing to do that for you. But it's either one or the other. I'm not going to be going back and forth. Yeah, you're just a fucking huge child with fucking tits. Yes, friends, that's why you don't listen to women, because they don't know what the fuck they want. That's why you tell them what they want. Simple, right? But people fucking are gonna do what they're gonna do because they're retarded. Enjoy.
Lift the car up and down the stairs, everything. I love doing the heavy lifting.
Yes, this stupid bitch thinks that she's the fucking prize, that everybody needs to bend over backwards for her. But no, she's no prize pig. She thinks she's fucking awesome, but you're fucking stupid. You're like any dumb run-of-the-mill bitch that thinks that they're fucking awesome. You know, Disney princess, go fuck yourself. Just saying, friend.
I love driving and having my little passenger princess on the side. Yeah, this generation of men, we love them. They're incredible.
What a fucking stupid bitch, am I right, fellas? Yes, they fucking emasculated men and turned us into fucking dainty little creatures, and now they want fucking these strong manly men? No, you fucking made us into all these fucking weirdos. So what the fuck do you expect, friends? Yes, these women are fucking stupid ass bitches, and we can't do nothing about it. But don't worry, friends, I got more clips of women acting like fucking bitches. Enjoy!
100 women versus accountability, 100 women against accountability. How about 100 men against keeping your fucking mouth shut? Yeah.
Yes, stupid woman, maybe you should follow your own advice and keep your mouth fucking shut. Yeah, if you keep your mouth shut, maybe people think that you're smart. Yeah, but once you open your mouth, they just show your retardation. Yes, do you want to see more retardation of fucking females? Well, here's some more. Enjoy.
The sad thing is that I'd take a night with that guy who gives no damn about me and does not feel the same way that I do, not even close to it, not even...
Yes, friends, you see how fucking stupid women are? If you treat them fucking, give them the bare minimum, they start chasing you. So yeah, instead of you getting the yandere girlfriend, maybe you should become the yandere yourself. Yeah, become that fucking psycho ass bitch. That's what they do, so they're projecting. So yeah, become that the projection that they project. So like that, you get all the pussy that you want. It's just gonna be crazy pussy, so... Yeah, friends, you want crazy pussy? There you go. Enjoy!
A 0.01% that he feels the same way that I do. I would take a night with that man because I know I'm gonna have the best night ever because...
Yes, friends, you think this bitch is gonna bond to you? Yes, you fucking don't give her fucking nothing and she'll fucking wanna be for you with you forever and ever. But you fucking show her some interest and that'll make her pussy dry up and she's gonna take off. Yes, friends, that's why you don't fucking give women any choice. You tell them. Yes, you kinda have to rape a bitch just to fucking get her interest with you. Ain't that a weird fucking observation? Oh man, but don't be raping bitches because then you'll be the one getting in trouble. Yes, even though they like that shit, don't go out raping people, okay friends? Don't go to jail, it's not worth it, okay? Anyways, let's continue.
Those are the best nights ever. The best nights are with men that don't want you for some reason.
Gee, maybe the reason this guy doesn't want to be with you is because you're fucking doing this fucking shit. Yeah, you're Looney Tunes. Yeah, crazy in the head, crazy in bed. So yeah, that's the only reason why this guy talked to you and then he cuts you off for the rest of your fucking miserable existence. Something to think about, bitch. But you're a woman, so you're retarded. Anyways, let's continue.
For some reason, it's like they know that this is temporary, so they just give you their all for the night. But they know that they don't actually have to keep up with it. So that's why they give you the best night.
Gee, you ever thought, man, maybe these guys are telling you whatever you want to hear so they could fuck you? Yeah, they just fill your head full of bullshit, and because you're a stupid woman, you fucking eat it all up with a fucking silver spoon, and then the next day they fucking leave you, and then because you're a deluded fucking retarded bitch, you make up all these fucking things, make you think that you're fucking awesome. But no, you just got fucking dumped, and fucking now you're trying to cope. Enjoy!
Temporary to them. They can just do whatever they want, because they don't feel the same way. This is like an act for them.
Well, there you go, fellas. She just admitted. She knows she's getting played, but she doesn't give a shit. Do you know why? Because of feelings! All you gotta do is make these bitches feel fucking good. Oh yes, and give them that nice warm fuzzy feeling. And then you could rearrange their fucking guts. What a dumb fucking bitch. And she thinks this is fucking cool. Yes, this is copium. What a dumb bitch. Need to laugh at these whores. Enjoy.
And I would take that night over a lot of shit. I would take that night over a lot of people.
But it's not real. It's all fake. No, you dumb bitch. You need to build a relationship with a guy. Yes, try to find the best guy that you can and stick with him. Yes, relationships are not fucking easy. It is fucking hard. But they're so worth it because you find someone that actually is gonna be there by your side. Not some fucking random fleeting fucking moments in time. Yeah, those don't mean shit. Yeah, it's just humping and then dumping. Is that what you want in your life? Trust me, when you're fucking in your 40s and 50s being alone, it's not gonna be fun. So you better do some good choices, but you won't because you're a woman. Enjoy!
And maybe that's my problem, but those nights just feel so good!
Yes, friends, that bitch does it because it feels so good, and she's doomed to repeat her bullshit over and over again. Yeah, it's kind of like in hell, huh? Getting tortured. Shit. Well, that's what women want to do, but that's why you can't follow these women, because then you'll be fucking falling for this shit. Yes, I got some more clips, friends. One more, and then we're done. Yes, let's endure this shit one more time. Let's roll that clip.
If I tell you to leave me alone, and you leave me alone, you're legit dead to me.
Gee, lady, do you know, because there are fucking stalking laws and all this sexual harassment and all this other fucking bullshit against men. If you tell us to fuck off and we don't fuck off, guess what? You could call the cops, and guess who gets fucked? Sorry, lady, it won't be you. Sadly, it'll be us. I don't want to get fucked by no fucking nigger in prison. Just saying.
Like, I can't believe you fucking could do that. That's crazy.
Yes, this chick is thinking that she's trying to be cute and playing hard to get. But in a guy's mind, he's like, oh shit, this chick doesn't want me. I better leave her alone. I don't want to be getting in trouble. Nah, fuck that shit. I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to go to prison. None of that. But this chick is saying, oh, just chase me. I want you, but chase me. Sorry, lady. It looks like we're in an impasse. So, yeah, now you know why there's no babies being born. Because of women. Enjoy.
Like, I was legit talking to a guy, and I said, I don't think we should speak anymore. And he goes, okay, haven't heard from him in 5 days.
Yes, let that sink into your heads, friends. Yeah, she told a guy to fuck off, and the guy said okay, and it's been 5 days, and she's mad at him for leaving, for what she said. Yes, friends, she said, leave, and the guy says okay, and now she's mad because he left. What the fuck? Yes, friends, you see how stupid these bitches are? Yes, now you know why men and women are not the same. Women are fucking stupid. So yes, now you know why women don't deserve fucking no rights. Yes, you gotta leave them bare and fucking pregnant. Yes, because that's the state they need to be in. Because they can't be doing anything that's higher than that. Why? I don't know. Tell God. Why don't you ask God? Yeah, he might be able to tell you. But he'd probably go tell you, go fuck yourself. Enjoy!
Wow, that was too easy. The fact that your life just went on like that, like I was nothing.
Yes, friends, you see, you can't make these women happy. You jump through all these fucking hoops. You bend over backwards. And what do you get? You get these stupid-ass women doing these fucked-up things. So yes, friends, stop chasing these women. They're gonna lead you to ruin. Yeah, look at the world. It's leading already to ruin. It's already fucked up. Yes, and now we gotta be fighting all these fucking evil creatures. Yes. Yeah, it's not even Americans trying to fucking save America. It's fucking Iran. Yes, we got a bunch of sand niggers trying to save us. Yes, wait a minute, they're not Habibians, huh? They're Aryans, they're technically white people, so... Yeah, you see, white people? Those white people are protecting your asses, so... Yeah, maybe the Americans need to start fucking finding their nuts or something. Don't you agree? Well, a lot of men should be finding their fucking balls, because we're getting fucked in the ass because we're being weak little bitches. So yeah, man up, so we could fucking do something about this shit. Yeah, something to think about. Well, I got shit to do myself because nobody's gonna save my fucking ass. And yeah, friends, nobody's gonna save your fucking ass, so you better get your ass in gear. If not, you're gonna fucking die. Do you wanna die? Well, if you don't, you better do shit. Because if not, you're gonna get fucked. So I guess I gotta leave you here, friends. Goodbye.
The park made this announcement late last night, saying this decision was made with, quote, great disappointment. They say some of the players refused to wear the special Pride Night jersey, so this game is being treated as a rainout.
I would ask the community for understanding. Running an organization in this way, with these difficult dynamics, having to find a solution to these complex problems without a clean solution is a difficult task, and there's no good way to get everybody everything that they want, but our primary function as Wellspan Park in York, Pennsylvania is to welcome the community in and be the most welcoming place in York.
And the Revolution says it will donate $10,000 to the Rainbow Rose Center, describing the contribution as a gesture of regret over the last-minute change and as a show of support for the LGBTQIA+ community partners.